Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to be reading in Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. And similar to the feeding of the 5,000 people that's recorded for us in Mark chapter 6, verse 30, today's reading provides an account of Jesus feeding 4,000 people. The Pharisees seek to test Jesus, and Jesus appears exasperated at the seeming inability of the disciples to comprehend the metaphor of yeast when referring to the teachings of the Pharisees and the actions of Herod. The teaching concludes with an account of Jesus healing a blind man. And God's guiding word for us this week continues to be discipleship. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Not long afterward, another large crowd came together. When the people had nothing left to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel sorry for these people because they've been with me for 3 days and now have nothing to eat. If I send them home without feeding them, they will faint as they go because some of them have come a long way." His disciples asked him, "Where in this desert can anyone find enough food to feed all these people?" "Well, how much bread do you have?" Jesus asked. 7 loaves, they answered. So he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks to God, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the crowd. And the disciples did so. They also had a few small fish, and Jesus gave thanks to these and told the disciples to distribute them also. Everybody ate and had enough. There were about 4,000 people. Then the disciples took up 7 baskets full of pieces left over. Jesus sent the people away and at once got into a boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmatia. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and started to argue with him. They wanted to trap him, so they asked him to perform a miracle to show that God approved of him. But Jesus gave a deep groan and said, "Why do the people of this day ask for a miracle? No, I tell you, no such proof will be given to these people." He left them, got back into the boat, and started across to the other side of the lake. The disciples had forgotten to bring enough bread and only had 1 loaf with them in the boat. "Take care," Jesus warned them, "and be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They started discussing among themselves, "Does he say this because we don't have any bread?" But Jesus knew what they were saying, and so he asked them, "Why are you discussing not having any bread? Don't you know or understand yet? Are your minds so dull? Have you eyes? Can't you see? Do you have ears? Can't you hear? Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000 people? How many baskets full of leftover pieces did you take up?" 12, they answered. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000 people," Jesus asked, "how many baskets full of leftover pieces did you take up?" 7, they answered. "And you still don't understand?" he asked them. They came to Bethsaida, where some people brought a blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. After spitting on the man's eyes, Jesus placed his hand on him and asked him, "Can you see anything?" The man looked up and said, "Yes, I can see people, but they look like trees walking around." Jesus again placed his hands on the man's eyes. This time, the man looked intently. His eyesight returned, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus then sent him home with the order, "Don't go back into the village." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 8, verse 6, where it tells us, "And Jesus took the 7 loaves, gave thanks to God, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the crowd." You know, beloved, it is amazing, and we discussed this in our Wednesday evening service, how Jesus had been continually being able to feed the crowds of thousands and thousands of people. Just the week before, he fed, the Bible says, 5,000 men, which meant that there might have been upwards to 15,000 people, once you include the women and children. And today there's 4,000 men, so you might say that there might be 10 or 12,000 people that were fed. And yet, when the disciples get back into the boat, and Jesus is warning them about the heresy of the Pharisees, that kind of rhymes, doesn't it? The heresy of the Pharisee. When he, you know, he's trying to teach them to be careful of the heresy of these Pharisees and of Herod, because they have a big platform. People respect them, that just because they're, you know, they might be rich, or they, you know, might be looked up to, doesn't mean that they are right. And of course, they completely miss the lesson as usual, and they think that Jesus is mad at them because they only brought one loaf of bread. Beloved, you know, Jesus, I mean, he really chewed them out. I mean, are you blind? Do you not have eyes? Do you not hear? Do you not have ears that work? What's going on that you do not see who I am and what I am able to do? Beloved, never, my prayer for each of us is that we never become so dull in our faith that we're not able to receive the miracles and learn from the miracles and the words of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, you are the true bread from heaven, the source of life. Nurture me daily with your teachings and help me to discern and turn away from words and actions that are not in accord with your will. Keep my heart and mind open to your voice and guide me each day in the way of your truth. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in Mark chapter 8 and verse 27, where Peter declares Jesus to be the Messiah. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.